What is going on with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, in for Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. The Philadelphia mayor's race is the one getting all the attention here in the region, but the biggest race no one is watching is the contest for three, count them, three open seats on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. It's the first time in more than three centuries that there have been three simultaneous vacancies. Two of those vacancies are due to scandal, and one sitting Supreme Court justice is under scrutiny for allegedly writing emails with racist and explicit content. Joining me now to discuss that is Duquesne University Associate Dean and Professor of Law, Bruce Ledowitz. Professor Ledowitz, thanks for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you, Shai.
Okay, quick recap here on what Justice Michael Akin is alleged to have done. Tell us what happened.
Well, we don't know the facts, but allegedly he has exchanged emails of, as you said, explicit racist and sexist comment, and there doesn't seem to be much doubt that this is the case.
Now, yesterday, other members of the Supreme Court said they were disturbed by the emails, but I understand you're also disturbed by how they're being investigated. The court appointed a lawyer to look into this, and he said there was nothing inappropriate in the emails. Is the court allowed to look into their own conduct in this way?
Well, this is exactly the point. In 1993, a long time ago, the voters of Pennsylvania, after years of infighting on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, adopted a constitutional amendment creating an independent system of judicial discipline with an investigative court, the Judicial Conduct Board, and a court of judicial discipline to decide the cases. The voters gave the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania only a limited role as an appellate court, and when the allegations involve a justice, it gave the court no role at all. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has never accepted the authority of that court and that system. This has been going on, as everyone knows, for over a year now, and already led to the resignation of one justice. The matter should have been thoroughly investigated and independently investigated last year, and now we're seeing the court try to take over the investigation a second time.
So I want to broaden this a little bit. We have one justice under investigation. Another, as you just said, Justice Seamus McCaffrey, he's resigned amid the same controversy. We got another justice, Justice Joan Orry Melvin, who a few years ago was suspended and charged with essentially using her court staff for political work. Is there some specific problem or lack of oversight of the court that's just giving rise to all this?
I'm afraid it comes from a culture of institutional arrogance, in which the court routinely oversteps the rule of law and oversteps its own boundaries. And the fact that they conduct their own investigations, even though the voters tried to limit them, is one example. Another example, undoubtedly one in which their actions were popular, is their suspension of the Attorney General based on her misconduct and pending criminal charges. But they did not have the authority to do that either.
Now, voters will go to the polls next month and select three more justices. Do you have any faith that those judges can or should fix a system that in some ways seems broken?
There is no question that three justices on a seven-justice court is an enormous block. And if the candidates are asked specifically to make commitments, not these bland commitments I see in the television commercials, I'll bring back integrity to the court. No, specifically, will you agree to be bound by what the voters did and take the Pennsylvania Supreme Court out of judicial discipline? That's a commitment that a candidate can make. It's not talking about a case. It's talking about the administrative powers of the court. They're permitted to debate this. Let's have this debate. Let them answer the question. And I would like them to answer the question about the Attorney General. Will you reopen that matter and look again and see whether there's any legal basis for the suspension? You know, whatever you think of Kane, and I don't think much of her, and I think she should have resigned, but whatever you think of her, she's entitled to due process, and she's entitled to be treated the way that anybody would be treated, any lawyer would be treated who was charged with a crime.
Well, I've been speaking with Bruce Ledowitz. He's professor of law and associate dean at Duquesne University. Professor Ledowitz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Shai.